Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, as my father used to say, a hearty good morning to all of you out there. And our first guest is really multi-talented. We're going to focus on the author aspects of Brett Fleischman coming up right now. So I want to move along on this interview, if you'll excuse me. No chat, no small talk. Because he's written several books simultaneously, which is amazing. As I mentioned, his name is Brett Fleischman. The books were all published by Mindstar Media. That's Mindstar Media. You can go up on the website and take a look at what they do. The three books are available online and in paperback as well as in conventional hardcover or paperback, Brett?
They're all paperback, and they're all available online.
All right, and you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Mindstar.com, et cetera. The books are If the Earth is Round, it's a beginner's book. Twist and Shout, it's an intermediate book. And I love the fact that that you're covering all aspects of it. Empty Beaches, it's advanced, and it's for grades 6 to 8. This is really unusual. Number one, I have to say 5-star reviews by Amazon. Congratulations. That's an amazing accomplishment. And yet, how do you go about doing three books at the same time? Because they've all got pretty much the same publish date, and you've already got a full-time job. How do you do this?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you very much, Stu, for having me on. I really appreciate this opportunity. And it's been interesting. I started writing poems about 3 years ago. And after I wrote the first poem, I just kept writing and writing and writing. And I pretty much did that nonstop for 2 years. For whatever reason, my brain is just wired in a weird way. So when I get an idea in my head, it's really tough for me to stop thinking about it. And so for about 2 years, I thought about poetry constantly. I mean, I would be in the car commuting to work, on the tennis court, during tennis matches, even on the sidelines watching my kids play sports. It was literally nonstop. And I also don't sleep that much. It's pretty rare for me to sleep more than 6 hours a night. I mean, I wish I could, but I just can't. So that gives me a few more hours every day, I guess. And really, the decision to publish three books at once was mostly driven by my desire to leverage my time trying to market them. I mean, it's a lot easier to promote three books at once than it is to promote three books back to back to back.
Yeah, very, very and smart. Also, yeah, I just want to say very smart and very good advice for authors out there. If you're listening to Brett Fleischman, he came up with a point that I very seldom bring up, and it's really a valid one. How do you get these ideas for your poems, and what scope do they cover? Obviously, they're for younger people.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I think like a kid. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but regardless, I've always been able to relate to how kids think. So I typically start off by thinking about topics that I think would appeal to kids. As an example, in my beginner book, which is called If the Earth is Round, I have poems about dragons and roller coasters and ghosts and even stinky diapers. And then for my intermediate and advanced books, I often come up with my ideas by thinking about word plays. So many of my poems end with puns and idioms where I actually trick the reader, who is either thinking of one definition of the pun, but I'm actually referencing the other definition, or the reader's thinking of the figurative meaning of an idiom, but I'm using the idiom both figuratively and literally. So word plays are definitely a big source of idea generation for me.
I mean, it's quite an accomplishment. And again, I want to repeat, five star reviews on Amazon, all the books published about the same time. When did you develop an interest in poetry, and why did you choose poetry?
Yeah, honestly, this sort of came out of nowhere. I mean, as I was younger, I was definitely more of a math guy. And I didn't read nearly as much as I probably should have when I was younger. And I definitely didn't write at all outside of whatever was required for school. Now, I did always love reading Shel Silverstein's poetry, but I didn't actually write poetry, at least not that I can remember, as a kid. So for me, this was really very much a revelation and something that I didn't know existed.
All right, I want to get this in, because it's important, and you'll find it very impressive. If you go to Brett Fleischman's website, you'll get all the information. We don't have time to give you on the air today. It's Brett, B-R-E-T-T, Fleischman, F-L-E-I-S-H-M-A-N.com. Just like it sounds, go to BrettFleischman.com. You'll get everything. Sorry to interject, but I think it's important that we get that in. And as we head back to the topic immediately hand here, Do you remember what your first work was, your first poetry, and what was your feeling after you wrote it? Was this, aha, this is for me?
Yeah, my first poem I wrote about 3 years ago, and it's called Nuts for You. It's actually not in any of the first three books. And it's all about kids who love different types of nuts, and they think their nuts are the best, and so they want to decide which one's the best by asking their teacher, a gentleman named Mr. Filbert, to decide. And so blindfolded, he eats a bunch of the nuts, and then he starts sneezing uncontrollably because, as it turns out, he's got a big nut allergy. So you asked me if I knew there was something there. But to be honest, I wasn't sure. I did read the poem to my boys, and they were a perfect audience at the time. They were 8 and 10 years old. And I asked them what they thought, and they laughed, and they said they thought it was pretty funny. I wasn't 100% sure, but what I did know was it was really, really fun writing it, so I figured, you know, why not keep writing?
There are a lot of poetry books out, a lot of children's books. What distinguishing characteristics are that separate yours from others?
Yeah, that's a really good question. There are tons of talented poets out there. Yeah, I think the thing that differentiates my poetry from other writers' poetry is that I'm not only aiming to amuse children, but I'm equally interested in educating children. And so my intermediate and advanced books, which are designed for older elementary school students as well as middle school students, they have a huge educational component to them. In both of the books, I have a section that explains what homonyms, puns, and idioms are. And then I put a P and I superscript at the end of each poem that has a pun or an idiom in it. And that lets the readers know there's a play on words in the poem. And then in the appendix of each book, I explain poem by poem what the play on words meant. And so I'm hopeful that this educational component differentiates my work from the work of other poets and will be very appealing to educators as well as parents.
Yeah, speaking of other poets, did you have any favorites growing up?
Yeah, well, that one's pretty easy. It was Shel Silverstein. And, Stu, I'm not kidding.
Great choice. Yeah,
I must have read Where the Sidewalk Ends 100 times. Mm-hmm. I loved how quirky Shell's poems were, and I thought, you know, those crude black and white illustrations were absolutely hysterical. So he is without question a source of inspiration for my poetry, and I feel really, really fortunate that some of the independent reviewers have compared my poetry to Shell's poetry. That's, you know, obviously for me, that's the ultimate compliment.
That's quite a compliment. That really is. And reviewers are not members of your family. That's really something. Any future books coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. I am planning to write a series of books for each of these three reading levels. So, you know, the first books are volume one. They were released last month. And my plan is to publish volume two of each reading level, beginner, intermediate, and advanced, in May of next year. And then I'm also going to hopefully plan to publish a single poem as a standalone book a little bit before Christmas next year, called Chasing Santa Claus.
We just got really about 10, 15 seconds left. So instead of flooding you with questions, a closing comment you'd like to make?
Yeah, I would just say that I absolutely love writing books, but more importantly than that, I want to do a lot more than just sell books. I want to be actively involved in children's literacy, reading to kids in hospitals, you know, teaching kids about poetry in schools. And so I'm hoping this platform is a lot more than just selling books. I'm hoping it can be something where I can really connect to the children directly and hopefully make a difference.
You're off to a great start. You're doing some wonderful things. Brett Fleischman, author of The Earth is Round, was the show. Empty Beaches, you can go to his website, BrettFleischman.com. Thanks so much for bringing the...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
I'm Dick Morris. When I visit Boston, I don't go to see the Red Sox. I listen to Stu Taylor on Business.
Back, and we, you know, there's lots of sparks firing on the political scene. Well, let me tell you what's going on here. Trump, and who knows the ultimate results of any overseas trip, Trump is having apparently a great trip, you know, in Japan, his long visit, which is the longest in 25 years. And, you know, it is what it is. It's a sit-down. It's a powwow. You try to work together on plans. And, you know, whatever you want to say about him, you can say about him. He's charming. The trip is an obvious success. So if you go to MSNBC or ABC or NBC or CBS or CNN, and I've been doing it, they're really hardly even talking about it. You have to go to a website, or you have to go to Fox to find out how successful this trip is. It's this disgusting, revolting, traitorous media. No, I'm not part of those people. And in a similar situation, if you want to go on some of the websites, there are articles. I'm not going to enumerate them for you. You'll have to do the research. You know, Donna Brazile, who used to be the head of the DNC, and she's been high profile for a lot of years in the Democrat Party. Personally, she's a good political person. You know, she's bright. She's articulate. She presents her position well. It's just that she's so radically far to the left. I can't stand Donna Brazile. She's also even a self-professed liar. She was trying to cover up, you know, you remember the questions that she was feeding Clinton and several other things she did to affect the DNC, and of course the constant involvement of that witch, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She takes the cake. She takes the prize. I wish they would do an investigation into her and indict her. There are evil people like the guy who committed the massacre in Texas. And then there are just disgusting, unlikable people like Debbie Wasserman. I want to make sure I don't put her in that category. There's no way I'd put her in that category, nor any of the politicians that I'm talking about. Although the threat exists to the Republicans, you saw Rand Paul got kind of beaten up in his own home in Louisville.
These things shouldn't be happening. I don't hear about them happening on the other end. I certainly hear about the discourse and the differences, but I don't hear about them happening. So Donna Brazile comes on the morning shows, and I saw her on two or three of them, and she's on Stephanopoulos, and she's on, I think she even went on Fox, and she was blazing mad, continually using the expression, go to hell. Now, I'm not exonerating her of anything, because there's no way I could know except to say that she's done some dumb things like just that every Democrat has. And from sources that aren't confidential, this is not an off-the-record situation. I can't remember whether it was Mark Halperin, whether it was, another sexual predator. Gee. I can't remember who wrote the story, but it was from a viable source who talked about how Hillary treated her like dirt. She used the N-word. I mean, she just, as she does with several people who are with her, and if you work for Hillary, God bless you. Working for a disrespectful, frightening tyrant. And she put up with it. I mean, she just kept taking it. I mean, if the N-word was mentioned, honestly, and if it were me, and I think I can say this with assurance, I mean, I would have walked out. I would have quit. And I'll use a lot of leverage, but There's a certain level that you can accept, and there's a certain level that's just unacceptable. That's unacceptable. So she's come out and spilled the beans in a brand new book, and it seemed like she must have said six times during each interview, if they don't like it, I'm not taking it anymore. I never got paid for this. I volunteered my time. I try to make the Democrat Party fair and I don't want to use balance, that's Fox, but I already used it. Extend the same courtesy to Bernie Sanders, and I would have to Joe Biden if he ran. But Hillary rigged the election. And for those who are going to continue, she says, and I'll have problems on this. And then she may, I'm going to give you the statement in a minute, because this is the most important, to me, this is the most important statement. And she must have said during the conversation, they can go to hell. Must have said it fire. I mean, you got to be pretty angry to go on. Listen, I've been on TV, and I mean, I haven't gotten that angry, so it hasn't even come into my mind. But they got to be pretty angry to say something like this over and over. She was mistreated, misused, kicked around, and that doesn't mean that I like Donna Brazile. I mean, she's not doing this, in my estimation, because she's a wonderful person and wants to confess for all the sins. She's doing it because she's looking to get back at those. And do I blame her? Not at all. Keep going, Donna. You usually flick the channel when I watch you. No more. I'm going to watch what you have to say. And I understand since then she's backed off. Now, she made a comment. And I'm sure it went by most people who watched it. I have talked about, and I want to be really, really, really careful what I say here, about some of the most, you can read between the lines, the most evil things that the Clintons have ever done. And if you reach out to your sources, and I always have to do this, I don't know if any of them are true. How would I know? But there's incredible documentation about a number of people that they have sought revenge on. And one of the individuals, and I'm already getting myself into hot water here, so I won't give his name, was someone, a young guy who was on his way to get evidence in behalf of testifying against Hillary Clinton. He was shot and killed. He wasn't robbed. Nothing. He was shot and killed on the way. Now, if that were one instance, you might say, I don't wonder why they didn't take his wallet or so. I didn't make the comment. Donna Brazile made the comment last night, something along the lines, if I may translate it, I'm a little worried. Look what happened to such and such in Washington. That's Donna Brazile saying that. who kissed Hillary's feet for years. I want to be emphatic when I conclude this segment that there are no innuendos. I don't know anything. I'm just piecing together something they may want to think about. That's all. All right, we'll get to Bob Mueller. I've been trying to get to him a whole show, but talking about me was much more important in the first segment. We'll be back.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories. New ideas turned into businesses. Programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hey, this is Dan Harris, co-anchor of Nightline and author of a new book called 10% Happier. I just did a great interview with Sue Taylor, and it's amazing to have places in the media these days so dominated by short sound bites to be able to have long, interesting, intelligent, probing conversations with a smart interviewer. I'm glad I did it, and I definitely do it again.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing the tabella.
All right, we're back, and always tough to leave the great Dean Martin and his tremendous songs. Boy, I'll tell you, what a talent. You want to talk about uniqueness. Loved him. A couple of things I want to address here. One is sex. I guess everybody who turned off their radio is turning it back on. And the other is violence here that has gone beyond the limits. Let me start with the violence issue first and this savage attack on Rand Paul. Senator Paul has a home in Bowling Green, Kentucky. It's in an upscale gated townhouse community. And he's had a neighbor for 17 years who lived next door, a retired anesthesiologist, 59 years old. We're getting different stories here, but the bottom line is the same, no matter how much you want to camouflage this. I don't know whether Rand Paul has been taking his leaves and blowing it into this guy's yard or not. What's his name? I can't think of it. I'm sorry. Is it Gaucher? But there have been continuing arguments on the lack of presentability of Rand Paul's property, and other neighbors have said it looks great. So you can take your pick. The other thing, and I think it's far more realistic and far more real, is that this guy lost it. I don't know what happened prior to the altercation or whether it was planned or what. Rand Paul was mowing his oh, we got a big echo here, Tim. Mowing his lawn at his home, and suddenly he gets he's wearing earmuffs to stifle the sound, and then he gets tackled, and I was savage. Obviously it was a savage hit. I mean, a hit like that in football would get someone out. 6 broken ribs. Oh God, ever had a broken rib? I think I had one. Oh my God, you can't breathe, the pain is continuous. 6 of them, and 2 punctures of the lung. And when you puncture your lung, it could create fluid outside the lung, which could also affect you in a very different way. Rand Paul, no matter how you look at this, is in a lot of pain. He's out for, I don't know, up to 2 months. I mean, and I can understand it. Charges, obviously, pressed against this guy. I don't think he has any background of criminality. And I guess the potential is, a $5,000 fine and a year in prison? I mean, I'm not going to get into that. I can't even speculate on that. Except to say, in this environment, the vicious, vicious attacks, both physically and verbally from the left, you can just include about all of Hollywood. I always try to exempt those few and wonderful ones like John Voight and the actor Woods and several others there. But there, I mean, And I'm sure there were a lot, but the, you know, if you come out from under the cover, that's it. You're done. So there were a lot of people who were acting in a very different way and not showing their allegiance. I'd like to know when the last time an attack was precipitated by someone on the right. I'd like to know the last time a member of the Tea Party went out and attacked someone and disrupted a function. This is so one-sided that if you sat down with me and said, I want to debate this, I mean, I'd say, hey, listen, have a good day, and off I'd go. There isn't any debate. The left has become violent and progressive and emotionally unstable. You talk about a couple of days ago with all of those who were protesting the Trump win, which was, by the way, from all accounts, except what you get on the left, even a plurality on the popular vote. It's been twisted all the way around through the Hillary criminal machine. They looking up in the sky. They devoted a day to looking up in the sky, holding their arms open and screaming at the top of their lungs in protest. I'm not sure I can say this literally, but I can say it perceptually. I think many of those on the left are absolutely insane. And I'm thinking, what a great science fiction movie. This mysterious virus or bug enters your brain. Hey, and I got family members, too, I'm talking about. And does amazing, amazing things. It does amazing things so that you know when you begin a discussion and you get into the first or second sentence, why even bother to continue? I certainly won't mention the family member, but, you know, in my extended family, I have someone in a conversation. I try to make sure it never does. It comes to politics. This is before the election. And I said, why aren't you voting for Trump? He said, because he pays women less than men. First of all, it's not true. Second of all, it's idiotic. And what you'll find, and I've noticed this pattern, because they can't substantially come up with real reasons, where you can get into an argument, and I regret getting into an argument with this particular gentleman who is very widely known. I'm not even going to tell you what field. And I got a great relationship with him today because I think we both realize stop. And it was in the days that I would have these verbal altercations. We were discussing the left versus the right, conservatism versus liberalism, and he was stuck on one point, that we have too many troops overseas that are acting in a hawkish move that we shouldn't have. Now, you can have a debate on that. I don't know about the hawkish part. You know, they've been in the demilitarized zone of Korea since the Korean War in the 50s. But that was his one point. And I try to be reasonable. I said, okay, you know, you make a point, but let me give you about 20 reasons why, by and large, the left is out of their mind. And he didn't want to listen. It kept going back to that point. Or, as you watch, and if you watched Hannity last night on Fox, you'll see a perfect example where, Jessica Tallo or something, a left-wing talk show host, she ain't dumb, all right? I mean, she's smart, but it's an indication of a disease. Because when a disease affects a very bright person, like, unfortunately, Alzheimer's, that person doesn't seem very bright, and there's a reason. That's why I'm theorizing there's a virus of some kind. And you know, Hannity isn't Bill O'Reilly's, but he's darn good. And I love Sean Hannity. And he was making all these points against Hillary. And they were valid. I mean, they were valid one after another in the Democrat Party. And Jessica Tallo, I hope I have her name right, I try to turn it off when she's on, came back and denied it and thought Hillary was a great person. And what about Trump saying this at that particular time? It's called diversion. And the left is very adept at it. And the right who fall into this trap are making a big mistake. I don't fall into that trap anymore. I just said to my wife this morning, have you noticed a difference in me in about the past 6 months or so? And she says, you're much more mellow in terms of politics. I said, why am I going to aggravate my life to talk to, and I said, a fool who knows nothing about what's going on, but is just driven by some radical ideology or aspect of it. And my answer, I don't argue anymore. I got friends. They want to say something. My response is, in a sense, condescending. When you know enough about the subject to debate, let's talk. Otherwise, stop shooting from the hip and looking at these dumb websites and getting your information from the left-wing media. And honest to God, it's up and down the line. And I'm talking some bright people. And I think I've got one of them listening to me right now who knows who I'm referring to. It hasn't destroyed my friendship. It's a case where I happen to be extremely fond, and I consider him one of my best friends, and I'm not ending a relationship over it. But I will tell you, I heard from one personality yesterday, very high profile in politics. If I said his name, everybody would know it. And I spoke with him yesterday. And he said, two member families, he doesn't talk to anymore because of the Bernie Sanders difference now. And Bernie Sanders belongs in a mental institution. So I'm not sure I'd let it get to that with him. All right, our final segment coming up.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe.
all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Taylor on Business, 9 to 10 a.m. WBNW, 1120 a.m.
Hi, this is Monica Crowley from the Fox News Channel. I just did a fantastic interview with the great Stu Taylor. Stu, thank you so much. You are fabulous. Everybody listen to Stu Taylor.
We are back. This is Stu Taylor on a, my goodness, it's a Friday. It's hard to, it's almost hard to believe that Friday is here again. They fly by so fast. I want to get into this other issue as we close out our show today, and that's the all these sexual accusations that are going on. It's like they've come out of the woodwork, and It's truly remarkable that we seem to have lost any sense of reality or how to deal with this. And this country, you are presumed innocent until proved guilty. And I'm not questioning the veracity of this. I mean, I know that Hollywood is a hotbed of sex, promiscuous. Seduction of children. I mean, when I say I've known this for decades. All right, we're going to go right to our next guest, and joining us here is Sherlene Adolphe, Adolphe. She is the author of a great book, Oscar J, and it is published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. Nice to have you on, Sherlene.
Hi, Betsy.
Before you talk about the book, can you give us a little bit of a background about you?
Okay, well, a little bit of background about myself. I'm an author, and I've enjoyed writing for a very long time. It's been a pastime of mine since I began writing.
What inspired you to write the book?
Well, what inspired me is I decided to put a pen to paper because of the unfortunate things in life that I realize young people were going through. And it's to let them know that no matter how negative, there can be a positive outcome from everything. And the book that I've written is about the reason for the loss of the pet and parental separation.
Charlene, we hear so much, much too much in the world about tragic loss and of loved ones and others. I mean, it's in our faces every day. What do you write about the book regarding bereavement and issues along that line? Parental breakups, things that have destroyed families.
Well, usually it's not until somebody experiences this thing, a young person experiences this thing that they find out about it. I thought if I could advise them and they could be made aware and that to let them know that there can be a positive outcome from absolutely everything. And usually when I decided to put pen to paper about the reason, it's usually our pet that our first one to leave us. And that's why with our children along the way, I decided to put them in that regard.
Basically, give us an idea of the theme of the book and the message, Oscar J. What do you write about in the book, and what's the message?
Oscar J, a young boy, and the things that he experiences, people take his best friend, companion, and unfortunately, he then becomes a boss in Oscar's life. And it's how his mom helped him, and helped him to live. Sadly, a little later, his mom and his father, they get on so well, but unfortunately, they have to pass, and Daddy can no longer stay. And
Charlene, I hate to interrupt, but I want you to give us a sample of your writing. If you got something you can read, just to give people a flavor of this. What would you like? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue. What final words? We have less than a minute to go here. So what final words would you like to give our listeners about Oscar J., book published by Author House, that that you think will inspire them to buy it and read the book?
Well, with regard to people no longer being disappearing from his life, his mom trying to get him to understand, she said, close your eyes, Oscar. Shut them real tight.
Huh. Oh, we're just about out of time, Shirlene. I want to thank you very much for joining us. The book is Oscar J. I think you'll find it very rewarding. Great review from Kirkus. Our guest was Shirlene Adolfi. I want to thank everyone for listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.